fractional reserve. Suppose you have an ounce of silver that you know you're not going to need for a little over a year, and you decide to loan that silver to me for a year. In return, I give you a piece of paper promising to give you an ounce of silver in a year. Then I loan that silver to someone else and create another promissory note. There are now two pieces of paper that show a claim on that single ounce of silver. That is the essence of fractional reserve thinking. Notice that this process does not require the existence of government. It does not require the existence of a bank. It's just a matter of commerce between individuals, and yet it has the same effect as central bank counterfeiting. Both procedures produce multiple promissory notes based on the same physical object. Variations of this sequence of events occur on a regular basis at all levels of the economy, from the street level to the corporate and government level. There are many variations on this theme, and the amount of promissory notes in an economy is constantly changing, usually with more credit being created than is ever paid off. Humans are not good at predicting the future. Obviously, it would be good to have a system which minimized fractional reserve practices and fractional reserve problems. But to expect to be able to control fractional reserve transactions using a fractionally enforced justice system is mathematically delusional. That's demonstrated by the regular collapse of economic systems based on this set of contradictory theories. These currency collapses are often accompanied by riots, starvation, pandemics, and wars. This delusional approach to assessing value is a threat to human survival and should not be taken lightly. Legal tender laws amplify the corrosive effects of fractional reserve practices by mandating the use of promissory notes, inhibiting barter, and inhibiting the use of gold and silver for day-to-day transactions. A society that uses gold and silver for money has fewer coercive transactions, more voluntary transactions, more freedom, and more prosperity. Fractional reserve practices don't cause societal conflict if they're carried out openly and honestly. Information about how many promissory notes are outstanding for each item of actual value is important. If that information is freely available, people have information about potential conflicts about the ownership of items of value when they enter into a business arrangement, and they can compensate for fractional reserve risks. The trouble comes when we combine fractional reserve practices with deceit. The nature of fractional reserve practices leave many openings for deceit. That's why we need to audit the Fed and teach our children about the dangers of fractional reserve thinking. A fractional reserve society is a society with a lot of debt. A society with a lot of debt is an authoritarian society. It often takes violent encouragement to get people to repay debt. Authoritarian societies go broke because of coercive overhead. By definition, a coercive transaction is one in which the parties involved do not want the same outcome. That leads authoritarians to waste and conflict. In a voluntary arrangement, all parties want the same outcome. Voluntary transactions lead to constructive and prosperous results. Mandating the use of a fiat currency to settle all debts, public and private, is a state-sponsored crime. It's armed robbery. It's fraud. Just say no to mandated fiat currency. No to taxation. No to incarceration. No to mandated public education. No to war. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.